Currently, those sentenced to die in Virginia have the option of selecting either lethal injection or electrocution. Should the inmate not select, the default method is lethal injection. This is administered through a three-drug cocktail. Manufacturers of these drugs, many of them based in countries that prohibit the death penalty, have recently decided to stop selling them in the U.S. Senate Bill 607 selects the electric chair as the default method if no drugs become available. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Dick Sasslaw of Fairfax made the motion to re-refer the bill to the Courts of Justice Committee to address potential issues of constitutionality. Democratic Senator Chap Peterson of Fairfax.
I do believe that capital punishment is an appropriate option for juries in the most heinous cases. However, if we simply go back to the electric chair and do not have the option like we have right now of lethal injection, I do believe it's going to create a new grounds for appeal to the United States Supreme Court and a whole new raft of appeals.
Republican Senator Frank Wagner of Virginia Beach.
We do not have lethal injection as an option. So if you want to abolish capital punishment, go ahead and leave the current code the way it is, and you've effectively done that because he not makes a decision. The default is lethal injection, and there is no capital punishment.
Democratic Senator John Edwards of Roanoke.
And for those who support the death penalty, I would expect that you would want it to go back to the Courts of Justice Committee to get it right. Because if we're wrong on this issue, we take away an important right that the defendants have already, which is to have lethal injection. If you take it away for this reason, then you could well end up with a situation where the United States Supreme Court or some higher court could declare the entire death penalty scheme in Virginia unconstitutional.
Republican Senator Tom Garrett of Louisa.
We've given those subject to the death penalty a choice, and I would point out that that's more than was given to the victims of those subjected to the death penalty, that we could take away the defendant's right to choose with this bill, and that right to choose was taken away by the defendants in this case. And more pertinently, the Supreme Court heard a case specifically as it relates to the 8th and 14th Amendment implications of the electric chair. It's called Glass v. Louisiana. Well, it's not an old case. It was a 7-2 ruling. And the United States Supreme Court said that electrocution is constitutional.
Democratic Senator Barbara Favola of Arlington says there is growing consensus in the country that the electric chair is inhumane.
Of the 32 states that allow the death penalty, only 4 states permit electrocution: Alabama, Florida, South Carolina, and Virginia. And the Georgia and Nebraska Supreme Courts recently outlawed electrocution as cruel and unusual punishment. And Virginia would be the only state where a death row prisoner could be forced to be electrocuted.
Republican Senator John Watkins of Powhatan.
A decade from now, there will probably not be a death penalty in Virginia. I am concerned that if we play this thing back and forth with the courts committee, that in fact it will never come back to the floor. If they can't get the drugs, then the court is going to have to decide. Let them do their job. Let them answer the tough questions, just like we do.
Republican Senator Bill Carrico of Grayson, the patron of the legislation, shared the personal story of how his cousin and her family were murdered.
Nobody cares about the victim. If you vote to prolong this, what about the victims and their families? What about the cruel and unusual punishment that took place there? Does anybody even think about that? I don't think so.
Democratic Senator Janet Howell of Fairfax.
I was here for many years voting for capital punishment bills. I believed that it was good for victims' families. And then the unthinkable happened. A member of my immediate family was murdered in his own home, in his own bedroom, by a burglar. At that point, I learned capital punishment is not good for all victims' families. It splintered my family. My children were opposed to it. My husband wanted it. And I was trying to keep my family together in a tragedy. I think it's inappropriate to be speaking for victims in that way. There are many victims. We respond very differently.
The bill was re-referred to the Committee on Courts of Justice on a vote of 21-19. The House of Delegates passed a version of the bill last week. Though should the Senate decide not to act, the fate of the death penalty in the Commonwealth remains uncertain. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.